We spoke to Mr. Excited, and you can't get a person much more excited than Glenn between 12:30 and 1, and we were talking about the different car shows. But one of the major car shows, or the next big one that he wanted to talk about, which we did discuss, was this Saturday up at Yarra Glen. And it's for an organisation called She Won't Be Right, Mate. So I thought it'd be terrific to talk to this organisation, not only about the car show, because Glenn's done a lot of that, but I thought we'd like to know exactly the whole idea of Saturday is to raise money. So that money is going to go and do something. And I thought it would be good to talk to them. So it's my pleasure to talk to Marcus from She Won't Be Right, Mate. Welcome, Marcus.
Thanks for having me, mate.
No worries at all. Marcus, first of all, there is this big car show on the Saturday.
Yes.
Which I said before, Greg is coming up to take photos for you.
Beautiful.
So who set it up and why was it set up? Let's talk about the car show first.
So back in 2019, I had this idea because I went through a bit of personal stuff with my own struggles with drugs and alcohol and suicide and depression.
Yep.
I love cars, I love bikes and I love music, so I thought it'd be really great to do something for people out there in the community that went through and go through worse than what I went through.
Yep.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that take their lives. As we know, there's 9 suicides per day. 75% or 7 of them are men. So I just thought it'd be great that we could try and just do something, have a bit of fun, raise some money, raise some awareness, especially blokes that don't talk about our feelings and what's going on. We bottle it up.
If you've been listening to the last hour, that's exactly what we've been talking about.
So it's good tie-in.
And I was talking to somebody a little while ago, interviewing him about an organisation he's involved, and he was a tradie, and he said when he had troubles, when he tried to tell anyone, as a tradie, they'd say, mate, you're a tradie.
Like, exactly, you're tough as, 100%. So that's why I called it She Won't Be Right, mate, because as a tradie myself, being a builder, if I was to say something, or even my mates, I've definitely been guilty, but I've grown since then. If a friend was to say, oh, I'm feeling a bit down, or us gentlemen don't really know how to respond to that, we'll always say, she'll be right, have another beer and get on with it.
Yep.
So that's why I called it She Won't Be Right, mate, because there's those times where it won't be right, and if you don't take care of yourself and you do what I did, drink, take drugs and try and get an escape that way, it's never good for you.
Never good. All right, so you started the car show in 2019,
yep.
Then along came COVID.
Correct,
and that just about knocked everything.
Exactly right. Everyone in the world got shut down with that, so we had a bit of a break. And I love the Yarra Valley. I love the race course, and I thought it would be a picture-perfect place to try and start again.
Yep.
And that's when we kicked back off in 2022, and that was a success. And this is our third in a row out of the race course, and they've been fantastic supporting us from day one.
And you're looking forward to a bigger and better this
100%. Every year's got to be bigger and better. We've got to still hold the same principle of what it's about. It's more than just a car show. It's about community, connection and conversation, we say, and getting people out and about and talking. Cars are definitely an aspect.
Yep.
But yeah, every year we want to try and make it bigger and better and keep raising money.
That's something I want to cover, because Glenn very just touched on it, but I was talking mainly about the car show to him. So there's opportunities there, other groups other than cars. Like if a guy is struggling, that there will be somebody there that he can talk to.
100%. So this year we've really invested heavily, myself and Beck, who's the event organiser planner extraordinaire. She does everything to help with this event and really goes above and beyond.
Right.
So Beck and I have really focused on having certain organisations there that can help people if they do reach out.
Yep.
So a couple of them are Each, which are local, Headspace in Lilydale, Compassionate Friends of Victoria, which help families and individuals dealing with suicide.
Yep.
We've also got the Australian Defence Force coming down. I personally have a connection through my family with the Defence, and I know there's a lot of families that struggle out there with our Defence families. And we've also got a company called Bloke Psychology, which is obviously, the name speaks for itself, and they do a lot to help men, which is unfortunately the biggest statistic out there with depression and suicide. So we've really focused heavily on having those organisations.
And they'll be there on Saturday.
They're just there in the background in case anyone wants to have a chat.
Yep.
They want to take some information for a friend or a family member or themselves personally. They go, look, it might be time to open up and talk to someone, and this is a perfect opportunity.
And they're not likely to walk up and start saying, I've got a problem, are they? So if there's handouts, they take them with them and can understand that.
Exactly right, because I've heard a lot of people say they weren't sure where to go. I know I wasn't sure where to go, and I've been lucky enough over the last couple of months to be involved with Beck through Eastern Health, through Rotary, and they've really produced some fantastic facts for people to take away. So it's just having that information that people can go, okay.
So you mentioned Rotary. In which way are they helping you?
They've just helped us this year in terms of the connection with the local community. They're really Eastern Health support them and vice versa. So they've really been a big part of the mental health space in the Yarra Rangers, doing some incredible things.
Is it the Rotary Club of Hillsville or which Rotary Club?
I don't believe it's Hillsville. I think it's Lillardale.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
But we are connected with our Rotary of Lyons.
Oh, yeah.
So they've sponsored us this year, Gary and the team. So they've been a huge asset to have on board. And
we know them. They're right next door.
That's it.
All right, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be talking to Marcus quite a lot more. I will urge you to have a piece of paper and ready at about 5 to 3. No, probably 10 to 3 because I've got to get out the studio about 5 to 3. At about 10 to 3, Marcus will give you some contact details. If you happen to be struggling or you want to know more about the organisation, or go along on Saturday, but Marcus will give you some contact details at about 10 to 3. Talking to Marcus from She Won't Be Right, Mate. And so many times we say everything will be right, but it's not always. All right, Marcus, so we've talked about the car show and what's going to happen on the day, but obviously this is a fundraiser for something else.
Correct.
So what is the organisation? What does it do? Is it an advocacy group or Once the dollars are raised, what actually happens there?
So we fundraise for Eastern Health at Maroondah. Yep. They've been fantastic helping us with the events. Sarah from Eastern Health is a fantastic person. So all the money raised on the day, everything that gets taken, we're going to count the money on the day and hopefully do a big announcement.
Yep.
So then we'll be able to get a big check and present it to Eastern Health. So what we've done in the past, mate, is we've been able to upgrade gym facilities in the inpatient ward.
Oh, yep.
I don't know if anyone's ever had the... Well, it's not an opportunity, sorry, the right word.
You don't really want to
You don't want to go in there. It's a very sad place to be, and I have been in there briefly. So we've upgraded gym equipment so the patients can actually do exercise and feel like they're being fit and active, which we all know is great for your mental health.
All right.
So that's one thing we've done. We've also upgraded other facilities in the area. We've been able to paint murals on the family ward and I think new upgraded furniture Eastern Health was able to put in.
Yep.
Our best achievement was the money we raised, I think, in 2022 recently went to a program called FAPME, where it's parents dealing with a mental illness. We were able to send 16 families to Balnarring for a weekend retreat.
Terrific.
So yeah. That was amazing. So we hope to be able to do similar stuff like that again this year. Yep. So the families were able to get away with their kids and just forget about all the troubles they've got in their life and do yoga, go on the beach and just walk and just be at peace and just have some fun. So that's where some of our, that's where the money goes. So yep. It goes to Eastern Health and all the great programs that they do.
So during the year, do you run any other fundraisers or?
Not at the moment. It's on the list to do. So we just want to get through this year and sort of the third year in a row, we really want to try and make it something. And then next year, we really want to tackle some other events and do some things during the year to keep us at the forefront of people's minds and especially in the valley and keep raising money.
All right, so what's the philosophy behind She Won't Be Right, mate? Is it it's a case of you fundraise, but I get a feeling it's more than that. I get a feeling that you're trying to lift the profile of mental health and that. Is that the sort of thing that you do?
100%, because there's a lot of stigma, you know. And for years, the reason why I started this event is because I struggled and I didn't speak up. And I'm one of many, and I was able to get through help, and especially my friends and my family.
Yeah.
But I was able to get the help needed. It's the people that don't get help and struggle and unfortunately go to the other side and they are no longer with us. It's reducing the especially if you're a guy, you're soft if you speak up, or it's like there's a saying, it ain't weak to speak.
No. You know? I was talking to Bill before, and I don't know whether you heard it, and I was saying certainly when I was brought up younger guys than me, we were basically told if something was wrong, just man up.
Exactly. Suck it up and move on.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, that's it.
That you're a man.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes you a man. But now there's a lot of things that make you a man. I don't think that's really one of them, or it's one that's got to definitely have a change of tactic.
Yeah. And I was saying to Bill that women seem to, they will suss out a girlfriend or another lady, and they're not frightened to sort of say, look, I've got this problem, whatever,
exactly.
Whether it's medical or health. Whereas guys have been for so long more or less told, well, and if you did open up to someone, they'd have just said, oh, go and have another beer and
that's
forget it.
She'll be right, move on. Yeah. That's right. Women are ladies, they've got that strong friendship and connection, and they can open up with one another, which is fantastic.
Well, I guess they were probably more brought up that way, whereas guys were more brought up, and particularly tradies. I mean, I could imagine if a tradie said, look, I'm real... Well, and I did interview a tradie earlier in the year, and he said that when he had a mental problem, and he was right... Well, he tried to commit suicide and didn't work.
Yeah.
But he said, because he'd spoken to a few guys, and they just more or less said, well, come on, mate, get over it.
Move on, toughen up. Have a spoonful of concrete is generally the usual saying that us tradies say, and you toughen up. Yeah. But it's you say that to some people, and it's not an ideal statement to say, because people will take it to an extreme.
I don't want to get into your personal life, because we're here to talk about She Won't Be Right, mate. What you said that you were struggling and you've been open that you had alcohol and drug problems.
Yeah.
What brought you to a point where you said, hey, enough's enough, I've got to do something about this?
That point was in 2019, which made me start the first event on February 6th. I remember it vividly.
Yep.
It was just too much an accumulation of stress with the business, owed a lot of money, hell of a lot of alcohol intake.
Yep.
And it was just a period of time that just led to that. Going through Warrandyte back to Chirnside Park, I had a bit of a breakdown on the phone to my sister.
Yep.
Yelling and screaming, and it went further than that. We don't need to go into it.
No.
But yeah, that was the breaking point. And I had to get literally scooped up off the floor by my family. And that's when I just had to go, I really need to get help. I need to sort my stuff out.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
It's terrible that you came to that stage, but it was good that you recognised it yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Where you said, I can't go on.
No, that's right. And that's what we try to, when you say there's more behind, she won't be right, mate, than just cars and bikes and raising money. It is. It's knowing that when enough is enough or something's not quite right, we all know when something's wrong and we all have our vices to deal with that. It's notifying what's going on, what the issue is, and try to get help and try and get it early and speak to our mates and speak to our friends and family around us and just try and just let people know. Just don't carry the burden on your shoulders.
And I guess the other thing is, which you've been talking about and which Bill did the last hour, it's a case of getting guys to talk about it, isn't it? A guy is probably, in a lot of instances, knows what he needs to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But he needs somebody, because very often if you're in a problem, you're so close to the problem, you can't see past it, can you? Which obviously is what happened with you.
Yes, correct.
And then all of a sudden you said, well, that was never going to end well, was it, if it kept going?
Exactly. So it's just, making sure that, especially on the day, the cars aren't the biggest part of the attraction, but it brings guys
together. They get the people there.
Exactly. We all love cars. We're all blokes. 95% of us love cars. There's a lot more ladies in the car scene now, which is
fantastic.
There is.
I was saying that to Glenn.
Yeah, there's heaps.
A number of car shows, and as I said to you before, I'm going down to Wandon tonight, which, if anybody's listening, the Wandon car show is put on by the Rotary Club of Wandon. All the profits go to the Royal Children's Hospital.
They get a huge turnout.
Yeah, I'm going down there tonight. But that brings the people. But I guess what you've been saying is that that's only a catalyst to get the people. Well, A, it's to raise money, let's be honest, and you do some great things with that. But it's also, hopefully, some of the guys are going to be walking past some of these organisations. They're not going to walk in and say, hey, I've got a mental problem.
No, that's right.
Hopefully they'll take some information.
Exactly. It's just in the background. It's there if anyone needs it. Like I said, walk past. It's not going to be thrown in your face. If anyone wants to have a chat, we've had people come up to us in past years, and there's been times where we haven't been able to give the time to that person because we're running around crazy all day, which was a really bad feeling. So that's why we've really invested heavily this year to have people there just in case.
Yep.
But all it's got to do is just help one person, one bloke, one kid, one daughter.
Save one life.
Exactly. One less is all we need to try and, well, not all we need to try. We need to try and save a lot more than that. Yeah. It's 9 a day that's commit suicide. And that's
growing. How many did you say?
There's 9 a day that commit suicide in Australia.
And that doesn't take into account the ones that try.
No, there's huge statistics on the ones that try, but there's also unknown statistics because the Australian government don't actually know how many people try to commit suicide. Yeah. It's a huge number. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, it's pretty frightening. Yeah, it's
very frightening. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more and we'll talk. We've got a few other questions to ask Marcus. Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Marcus from She Won't Be Right, Mate. I think that's a great idea because so many people just say, ah, she'll be right, mate. So this is highlighting that A, it's not always right. Marcus, all right, so Dad loves cars. Mum and the kids don't always love cars. So
exactly.
What's there for them?
So there's heaps going on for the families, and especially this year we've got a ladies' raffle, so the mums, partners, kids, whatever.
What,
there's...
you're raffling off the lady?
So we're not doing that this year, maybe next year. So with our raffle this year from our amazing local community companies that have donated, which has been fantastic. So we've got a ladies' raffle, a family raffle, a car nut raffle, we've called it, or car mad for all the car items.
Yep.
And we've got a blokes' raffle too. But the main thing we've got going on for families is all the activities. So we've got jumping castles, we've got a petting zoo again this year.
Yep.
Be a bit hot, so hopefully they'll be okay early on. We've got face painting, an amazing lady that does all these bubble tricks and God knows what else she does. She's incredible. Yeah. Becky the Bubble, if anyone wants to check her out.
Becky the Bubble.
Becky the Bubble. Becky Bubble Lady, I think she's called. Yeah. And we've also got Simworks from Lilydale, Jack and the team with their racing car simulators. They're world-renowned, high-end, incredible. We've also got racing slot cars there, and there's another gentleman called Blair bringing his racing cars down for kids to play with remote controls and crash into things, jump things, and he's got incredible things for kids. So they're just some of the things we got on happening.
Well, that's very good because, you know, quite often mum's not all that interested in cars.
Exactly. They need stuff to do, so...
All right, so let me just go right back. In 2019 you started this. Was I right? 2019?
Yes, correct.
Righto, because I forgot to write it down. What made you decide that... Well, we've talked about why you want to start this organisation, She Won't Be Right, Mate. But out of all the different things that you could have decided, what was there a reason why you picked a car show over anything else?
I think personally because I love cars and bikes, and I do still have an old car myself, and I had a Harley until recently. I removed that from the collection.
What do you mean you removed it? You sold it?
I had to sell it, unfortunately. Back surgery won't allow me to ride a motorbike anymore.
Yeah.
So I've had a car and I've always loved cars. Always grew up around cars with my old man and going to car shows. So I just thought it'd be a cool way to tie a lot of things in together, and blokes and cars seem to marry up.
They certainly do. All right, so I want to know about your car because it's your personal. Did you buy what you've got as a renovation job, or did you buy something that was already done?
No, so I was lucky to be able to buy a 73 Ford Landau probably 9 years ago now.
They're two doors, aren't they?
Two door.
Yeah.
They're meant to be the business style of coupe, out of the XBs and GTs and whatnot. So I bought that, 9 or so years ago. It was pretty much done. I didn't have to do much to it. That's what attracted me to it.
Gee, that was good.
So very lucky there, and it's been off the road unfortunately for I think 7 or 8 of those 9 years.
Oh, why?
And it had a little bit of dramas just getting things sorted and finished on it. It came from Cairns, so I had to get things fixed on it.
Right.
And then it just sat around. I got too busy with work. So we're here now, but it's finally ready to come to my own show, and I've had a lot of good local companies fix it up for me. And
so that'll be there on Saturday?
It sure will. That'll be there, and a Ford Bronco as well will be there, which is one of mine, and they're both for sale if anyone's interested. If the price is right, like they say, they can get sold. So.
Oh, that's terrific.
Not that we're here to plug cars for sale, but they'll be there.
I was just wondering. All right, so now we've talked about Saturday. Just give us an idea of some costs to get in, please.
So the costs to get in are $10 entry for cars and patrons. Kids are free. All the kids' activities are free. So that all that money, like I said, goes straight to Eastern Health. We're going to tally it on the day, and we're going to hopefully come up with a huge number. We're trying to hit $30,000 this year. Last year, we were very lucky to raise $25,000.
It's all right.
So hopefully this year we can hit 30. We had a big donation last year, which really helped us there. So fingers crossed this year's a 30.
Well, I guess there's always people who, if they can't make it, will talk about your website or whatever, that they could always take a donation. Now, it's obviously too late for this year, but are you always looking for more sponsors, sponsor?
Absolutely. Anyone that wants to be a part of this and help make this bigger and better each year and get their name out there and help support what I think is a great cause and what so many people think is a great cause and they want to be a part of it, we'll absolutely welcome anyone.
Well, there's two things, because I love old cars, but apart from that, the fact that you've got organisations there that are dealing with health problems, particularly for guys, that you know, it's an easy, well, not an easy way, but it's a way to get people talking. That just, they don't have to walk up and say, oh, look, oh, this or that. They just walk up and get a card.
Exactly.
And then when they're ready, they talk.
A card or a flyer. Well, yeah, like I said, we've got fantastic people from the Defence Force, each headspace. They're all there. They're just in case. That's what this show's all about.
Well, that's, I mean, that's what I think is great, because there are plenty of car shows around that you can go to, but they're just car shows.
Exactly.
But to actually, first of all, to be raising money for a great project like this, but secondly, that if you're there, just you can almost anonymously go up to a tent and get a card and then follow it up, can't you?
Exactly right.
Marcus, I'm just waiting for something to pop in on the computer, which I've got to play. It's going to pop in. I thought it would have popped
any
in by
now.
And we'll just take another quick break. And, yeah, there it is. So what I'm saying to you, please have your paper and pencil ready, because this will be our last break before we need to get out the studio at 2:55. Marcus from She Won't Be Right, Mate. Marcus, when you put on a big show like this, it obviously costs money to start with.
Yes.
So where does, or when you first started, where did the money come from to start it?
When I first started, it was predominantly myself and my building company back
was
then.
It?
So when I thought of the event, I think in August 2019, we had it in December or November, so it was a very short period.
Yep.
I think we were lucky enough to get one sponsor on then at that time.
Yep.
And then we've obviously had the break with COVID. And since 2022, we've grown and slowly got an extra sponsor here or there. But it has always been something that it's my baby. It's my passion. I started it. I want to see it through. So
we need to mention that, because obviously you've put a lot of your own, apart from putting time in, which is terrific, but you've also put a lot of money into it yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it costs, you know. Nothing's out there for free. I don't expect anything for free. Even though it's great, I don't go out there asking for free things, because I know the climate's tough, and especially this year.
Yep.
I know myself, the building trade's been quiet. I've Had to get a secondary job to help fund a few things. So
yep.
Things are tough out there for people, and that's hence the reason for the mental health fundraiser, because it is tough out there.
Yep.
But this year has been great getting a few extra sponsors on board, and they've been fantastic.
And
to
one
really
of them,
fill
I believe, is the Lions Club. That
exactly, where we are right now.
Right now on their land.
That's it. So without them, we wouldn't be doing this year without them.
So let's give it, first of all, your contact details. Apart from people coming along there, if they want to find out more, or hopefully might have a sponsor, probably it's a bit late for this year, but it would be great. So how are they going to get hold of you, mate?
So they can jump onto our website, www.shewon'tberightmate, all one word, .net.au.
.net.au. So it's all one word?
All one word.
And all lowercase?
All lowercase. She won't be right, mate. .net.au. Through there, there's then links to our Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And also there's contact details with my email or the fundraiser's email and a contact form if anyone wants to reach out.
Right. So, and I know you've covered this fairly well, but let's just remind people that apart from you can have a great day out, once you pay your cost of getting in, which is pretty minimal at $10, whether it be for a car or for a patron walking in the door, after that everything's free.
Yes.
Other than obviously if you want to buy food, and that's fair, nobody speaks that. But one of the apart from all else, your money is going to the health.
That's it. It's going straight to Eastern Health and the incredible programs they put on, and yep. Hopefully we can try and build something further with Eastern Health and have our own little She Won't Be Right Mate program and really help people in the Yarra Valley.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. Marcus, look, I think it's fantastic, and we'll talk to you again, because hopefully next year is going to even be bigger and
better.
Exactly.
We'll need to find a bigger venue. We'll see. We'll take over the racetrack.
Well,
if they let us.
I hope you do. and we'll get you in again to talk to you a little bit earlier than probably a few weeks earlier.
But no worries.
I hope it's a real success.
Thank you.
Don't be put off by the weather.
No, get there early. We're opening from 8 for cars to come in. The event starts at 10. It goes till 2.
Yep.
We know it's going to be warm, but if you get there early, you get a nice spot under the shady tree and you'll be fine.
Yep, and a lot of activities for the young people that are free along the way.
Exactly.
So, again, the contact detail?
www.shewon'tberightmate.net.au, and through there is all our details.
Marcus, look, I'm grateful you came in today.
Appreciate
because
your
I think it's a great thing that you're trying to do. I think the fact that you funded it yourself, one of the things that I really like is when the community rises up, they see a need and they try to fulfil that need rather than government's trying to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
Pardon me, I can't get rid of that rotten cough. I'm always impressed when I see people, and in your case it's even better because you've actually put your money where your mouth was and decided to do it. But I think it's terrific to see the community doing something for the community.
That's it. That's what it's about, community helping one another. And again, without the people that have jumped on board to help with this event, it wouldn't have gone through this year. That was a big concern for me at the start, but we've been lucky. So
you
really been helped.
And look, I think it's great that you've came on and told us your own story, because let's be honest, it's not easy to come onto a radio show and start talking about the reason why you got involved, and you've been very open with that. I hope it all goes well for you and for yourself. But and again, I'll just say, if there is any sponsors out there, like he needs a hand, why not? I mean, you can't get better than to get involved with mental health and that, because as you heard from Bill today and a number of people that I've interviewed over the last few years, there is a big problem, and the more we can do to alleviate some of those problems, the better off we're going to be for everybody concerned. And, you know, I certainly hope, and I don't want to keep going on about it, but I certainly hope that the days of when the poor old tradesman got just told to toughen up should be well and truly behind us.
Hopefully we can start changing that conversation and that statement, and people realise it's all right.
You said that you'd like to get into, pardon me, into other things, like if later on, what sort of, where would you like to see your organisation go?
Hopefully if we continue to be successful and we... people are liking what we're doing. My dream is to have a charity in the Yarra Valley, help young people, help families that need it if they're struggling, hopefully have a youth centre so kids aren't being ridiculous out on the streets doing drugs or alcohol and doing things that they shouldn't that can lead to other things, and just a place where blokes and families can open up and talk and they can bring one another there. And, you know, it's cars and bikes, whether or not we can try and do up an old car as a community and then have it on show at our show in 2025 or 2026. So
one of the things too that I never got to do, which I think because I've got three daughters and a son, is if a father and a son can do up an old car.
Exactly. That'd be awesome.
I think there are a number of those that do that, and I think it's great. I think it's real bonding time.
For sure.
It's time that it'll never be wasted.
And it's a memory forever. And if you can do that in a scenario where it's a couple of families and a couple of blokes and their sons, and that really starts to open up and you can have a laugh and muck around, that could save one kid's life.
If I said to you today, this is on another note altogether, money's not an object, what sort of old car, and I'm talking 25 years plus, would be your ultimate dream?
Well, I've got one that's pretty cool already, the Landau, but my old man asked me the same question. I'm a Ford guy, but I think I would... I've been looking at a Ford Lincoln lately. I just like the low-line sleek look to them.
They're a big
not
car.
A Ford Lincoln, sorry, Lincoln Continental. They're a big car, very big car. Or a pink Cadillac like Elvis. I love Elvis. So anything old, big, and American is just cool.
Yeah, they are big.
Exactly. You need three car spots. So
yeah. I was going to say, you couldn't take it... Well, you never would anyway, but you couldn't take them to a shopping centre or down the shops, could you?
You'd park it like a Dodge Ram people do these days, just take over two or three spots.
Sorry, give everything over.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to last. It's just, I've just got something caught my throat. It's definitely not COVID, but anyway.
That time of year.
It's on this Saturday, Yarra Glen.
10 a.m.
Yarra Glen.
Race course.
$10 if you want to bring along a car, $10 for patrons. And the rest, well, there's plenty of stuff for the kids and all that. But if you'd like to find out more about the organisation, www.shewon'tberightmate.net.au. All lowercase, no dots. Marcus, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it very much.
I hope we get a really big turn up, and I'll be talking to Mr. Excited.
Again, yep.
Before Christmas. So
he's coming down, so he'll bring a couple of cars, which will be great. He'll bring a few.
And we'll find out how it went.
Exactly.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate it very much.
No worries. Thanks.